recordings have started.
Thank you very much, Jill. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the GNSO Review Working Party call on the 30th of September 2015. On the call today, we have Jeff Newman, Klaus Stahl, Avi Doria, David Meyer, Chuck Gomes, and Jennifer Wolf. We received apologies from Bill Drake and Amira Sadeh. From staff, we have Marika Koenigs, Larissa Gernig, Charlotte Chambly, Terry Agnew, and myself, Matthew Perlton. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you ever so much, and over to you, Jen.
Thanks so much, and thanks everybody again for making time on such short notice to continue our calls. The purpose of today's call is to focus on the other 35 recommendations that were made by Westlake throughout the GNSO review process, specifically looking at the final report. As you all recall, there were significant concerns about revised recommendation 23, which was the purpose of our last call. Since that call, that issue has been presented to the GNSO Council, and it was also presented to the Organizational Effectiveness Committee this past Monday during their meeting. And just to provide a brief update on what happened during that call, staff did apprise the OEC of the concerns that we had. Westlake did present their final report, and then a discussion continued amongst the OEC. There was widespread understanding that more time would be needed from the community, so that has been granted to us, so we are not under any time constraints to move forward with a formal response regarding Recommendation 23. Also, and of course you can go and read the transcript, but there was discussion by OEC committee members that essentially came to conclusions that revised Recommendation 23 should be rejected. So I anticipate that will be the likely outcome, but of course I think it's important that we respond as the working party. So what I'd like to ask for today, unless anyone has a big objection, is that we not continue to spend time talking about revised Recommendation 23 since we have been given more time. The council, GNSO Council, had asked that each of the groups have time to go back and weigh in on that issue and that we wait until we get more information back from everyone and then work towards a final recommendation or, excuse me, a final response on revised Recommendation 23 and that we use the time today to go through the other 35 recommendations to look at which ones that we think, based upon public comments, based upon information you have from your respective groups, which ones we think, you know, have widespread support, are generally good ideas, are things that could be implemented, and that we would recommend moving forward into an implementation, and then segmenting out those ones that we think there may not be widespread support for, maybe they need more discussion, maybe they would require, you know, more work or more resources, so that we can essentially take those 35 recommendations and bucket them into what we think is workable and are good recommendations to move forward, and which ones we think either need more time or should just not be considered. I think that would be an effective use of the 90 minutes we have scheduled today. I note, too, that Rudy just had circulated something from the MPOC questioning the methodology. You know, again, I think that's a big discussion topic, and if we could use our time today to do something, you know, very meaningful by looking through these recommendations and considering that we had, you know, substantial response from the community in terms of, I think we had 178 surveys and we had over 40 interviews. So let's use the time to look through that and use our resources to make some recommendations. Chuck, did you have something? Go ahead.
Yes, and it's with regard to the NPOC statement. Because, and I put a little bit of this in an email response to Rudy and on our list. It seems to me they're making some points that affect what we're planning to do today, depending on what they mean by them. So, in other words, if we were to take one interpretation of what they're saying is that, do they consider what we're planning to do today a part of the bottom-up process that they say should happen? If so, then what we're doing is consistent, I think, with what they're suggesting. If not, then they could be opposed to what we're doing and going through the other 35 recommendations until we consider the broader implications of the methodology and so forth. So my own inclination is that we go ahead and do what we were planning, and that it itself can be part of the bottom-up process, understanding that we're not making any final decisions, we're just making suggestions as to how the recommendations could be implemented or whether they should or not. So I raise that now because as long as we're all okay with that and think it's consistent with what MPOC has said, then there's probably no problem with us proceeding as planned. Thanks.
Thanks, Chuck. And I know I had just sent out a note, too, as well, to Rudy and to the list. And I know, Klaus, thank you for letting us know he's joining the call shortly. I mean, I guess my read on this would be that he even suggests that, you know, maybe this be viewed as a green paper. So even if that is how it is later characterized, I think it's still worthwhile for us to go through the exercise of looking at the recommendations and determining, you know, as a working party, you know, what do we think, which ones do we think could be implementable, you know, particularly if there's recommendations that everybody agrees with and that we think could actually provide improvement and improve effectiveness of our organization. It seems like it would be an awful waste of all of our time and everything that's gone into this if we don't at least follow through at this stage. And I see Chuck has had a check mark. Does anybody object? I mean, we've got this time scheduled to go through them. Many of them, you know, I think if there's any controversy, we just move it over into that bucket of, okay, that needs more consideration, but at least to go through the ones where we feel like there's widespread support, we can use that time and then at least have a refined list where we could come back to, you know, the GNSO Council, to the community at large, and to the OEC, and say we as a working party have looked at these recommendations, and here's a list of them that we think are, you know, workable, good ideas that everybody supports. Let's go and improve the organization with those. And for all of those others, that can fall into that bucket of, you know, raising the concerns of the MPOC and the methodology and so on. Does that make sense to everybody? I'm seeing agreement in the chat. Anybody opposed? Okay. So with that, why don't we go ahead and move forward? And if you can put up an Adobe Connect, we were going to pull up I think staff, do you have something to put up at this point in time to help guide us through this process? I think we were going to go through each recommendation and just bucket it into one of these two categories.
Jen, this is Larissa
Gurnick. Yeah, please, go ahead.
Charlotte's putting up on the screen a template that staff has prepared as a potential suggested way to sort the recommendations as you're discussing them. So just bear with us for a moment, and it'll come up on the screen momentarily. Here it is.
Great. Can we make that just a little bit bigger in the screen, or is that as big as it gets? Or is there a link or something you could send out to us so we could pull it up on our screen?
Sure, absolutely.
Larger?
We'll send the link right
okay.
now.
That would be helpful, and then at least we can follow along both in Adobe Connect and perhaps on our own screens. So as you can see, what we have here, I'm going to try to read through it. So we have recommendation one. We can read the language here and then determine, you know, what do we think it takes from a cost-benefit standpoint? Is it easy, medium, or hard? You know, does the GNSO have the capacity to do it? Is it aligned with strategic direction? Is there a dependence or impact on other groups? Do we need more information or just any additional notes? Does this seem like a workable structure to talk through the other recommendations for everybody? Seeing no objections. So why don't we go ahead and work through that? And Charla, are you going to be able to just real-time make the notations?
Yes, that's the plan.
Okay. Great. Well, then why don't we go ahead and go through these one by one? I'm still looking for the link, but if the link comes out, hopefully that will help everybody. So our first recommendation is that the GNSO develop and monitor metrics to evaluate the ongoing effectiveness of current outreach strategies and pilot programs with regard to GNSO working groups, as noted in the WG participation recommendations under Section 545, I think that says. So on this one, general thoughts with regard to, you know, cost benefits, you know, the ease of implementation, capacity, you know, looking at this framework of issues. Do we have comments on this point? Yes, Chuck.
And my comment isn't so much on the recommendation itself as that first column. Cost benefit and ease of implementation and impact seem to be two separate things in my mind. Is that just me? That seems like two different questions. Something could have a good cost benefit, but still be hard to implement. So I don't know how to answer that. Both that in that you could have different answers. In other words, for cost benefit analysis, and I think it still could be hard. For example, to so in fact, saying cost benefit is easy, medium, or hard doesn't even make sense.
Okay. So it looks like Charlotte is real-time making the change for us so we can have ease of implementation to be an easy, medium, hard, and then, you know, a cost-benefit. Maybe we can just fill in if what we think the cost-benefit is for this one. And I think, too, to the extent that we think, you know, maybe some of these recommendations are too broad or they're not definitive enough, we can just make that notation, you know, as we go along. So if we think we're not sure what it means, then we can just make a note, we're not sure what this means, as opposed to it's going in that bucket of something we think should move forward. So, Chuck, do you have comments on the recommendation itself?
Well, I can, if you want me to just start in.
Sure, you can go right ahead.
As far as ease of implementation, I guess my real quick gut feeling is that it would probably be about a medium level. I don't think it's necessarily an easy task, but I would like to think it wouldn't be too hard. So I'll throw that out, and I'm open to other people's opinions on that because that's just a first gut reaction on that.
Other comments on this recommendation for the GNSO to develop and monitor metrics to evaluate the ongoing effectiveness of our outreach strategies?
And then just to, this is Chuck again, just to go to the column that was just added. I think it's going to be hard for us to do cost benefit analysis until we have more detail in terms of what it would involve to do it. So I'm not sure it's very easy for us to do cost benefit analysis unless we just want a guess. So I'm not sure how to answer the second column on that.
Yes, I suppose it would be a matter of, you know, what sort of metrics would be put in place and what would that cost, and then what's the benefit of that. So maybe to some extent we just sort of guess if what we think it could be, or if we're not sure, we just leave that open for now.
It does make it easier now that they said cost instead of cost-benefit.
Right.
So that's easier to answer probably. And I still don't know that I have a good answer.
For this one?
But, yeah. But it might be medium, I guess, would be my guess. But I don't know. I'd really like to hear from other people, and I see Stephanie's got her hand up.
Right. Stephanie, please go ahead.
Thanks very much, Stephanie Perrin, for the record. I actually commented on this one because I'm all in favor of metrics, but these ones are a wee bit subjective, you know. How are we going to measure the effectiveness of outreach? Are we going to count countries or groups? Or this is it's quite a risk of spending a whole pile of money and not really getting anything that means anything. So I think it could be a little bit of a black hole. That's my comment.
Okay, thank you. Do you think this is something that is this a recommendation that we say in principle, it's a good recommendation, but more work would be needed to determine, is this another working group? And I think my question, too, is does this overlap, and maybe staff can help us with this, does this overlap some working groups that are already underway with regard to metrics? Does anyone know?
This is Chuck. You know, there are lots of work going on with metrics, but I'm not sure, we'd have to go back and look specifically. I'm not sure these kind of metrics are. I don't think these kind of metrics are a part of that. But that's just from looking at it from a distance.
So I see a note. There is some work already going on in other constituencies. So maybe we note this one as, you know, unless somebody has an objection just in principle to the overall concept, that it needs some more development and to determine if it's in process in other places. Is this work already being done? Rudy checks yes. Any other? Chuck? Anyone oppose?
Guys, this is Jeff Newman.
Yeah, hi, Jeff.
I'm trying to flip back and forth to the final report, and I can't find section 5.4.5. Am I just missing it?
Larissa, can you help with that? I don't have the report. I need to open it up. I probably do.
Let's
the correct? And Rudy, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was looking at another document. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Jen, Rudy, for the transcript. I think that if we really want to have clear figures on results of outreach, that indeed it's something that we should work on. But I would consider that being a task of each of the constituencies to what are the results of outreach efforts they are doing. I think that that's the closest way of getting real results instead of having statistics and metrics coming out of calculations. So I would say yes for this recommendation, but give it to the constituencies themselves as a task to execute and have a clear view on what the outreach results are.
Okay, great. And I see Stephanie making a similar remark in the chat. So maybe, Charlotte, if we can add onto the notes that this is something that could be done at the constituency or stakeholder group level. Boss, I see you're asking, are we talking about corporate ICANN or community-centered outreach? I think this would be community-centered outreach. At least that's how I would interpret this. But please chime in if you think it's to be interpreted differently.
Well, this is Chuck. It's GNSO outreach, right? The
right.
Whole idea
that's
is,
what I'm thinking.
Yeah, exactly. It's GNSO outreach to get new participants. So.
I'm still confused about what. I still can't find the 5.4.5. So I don't understand this recommendation. With regard to GNSO working groups, as noted in working group participation recommendations under section 5.4.5, and I don't see a 5.4.5.
Larissa, are you still looking that up? Is that maybe a misstatement on the section?
Yes, Jen, I just posted in the chat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're absolutely okay. Correct. 5.4.5 does not appear in the final report, so let me reference the draft report and see if I can come up with
okay.
What was intended. But, yeah, this is an erroneous link, it seems to be.
Okay. Thank you for that. And I know we all reviewed the draft report, and then there were changes in the final report. Avery, please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. This is Aubrey speaking. I think that this outreach was further than membership drives, as I remember when I was reading it, but had much more to do about having more participation in the policymaking processes and so on. So while membership outreach is certainly related to that, it isn't the only part of that. It goes beyond just getting our members involved or those that have affinity for our membership categories, but goes to those that have something to contribute to the process and various methods for doing that. So, I just think we're narrowing what they were talking about a little too much. I actually think it's not that easy to implement, but in terms of looking at this, it certainly has an impact on everything else. I'm not sure how much it would, and I'm not sure what column GNSO capacity means. Does this increase the GNSO capacity? Probably. Does GNSO have the current capacity to absorb both the working groups, especially those that already haven't adjusted to its behavior patterns and such? That I'm not sure of. So it probably would require an increase in GNSO capacity and would certainly promote greater GNSO capacity. Thanks.
Thanks, Avery. And Rudy, is that a new hand for you?
Yes, John, it's a new hand, Rudy,
yep.
For the transcript.
Go ahead.
Well, I agree with Avery. And I think that, in essence, the recommendation is coming from the fact that we have a huge number of working groups. There was a strong increase of working groups in the couple of years. And by that fact, we didn't have enough people to put into working groups. And that's where the question is coming from. I think the basic question is getting more participants in the working groups and with the same rate as the number of working groups that we are getting today. So it's related to the number of working groups that have been created in the last couple of years.
Okay, thank you. So to try to close out on this so we can keep moving in the interest of time, I think clearly this one needs some additional information and more discussion, but I think we've captured the notes that have been made here. So, Chuck, did you have something else on this point?
Yeah, sorry to prolong it, but I don't think the comment and the additional notes works it's not consistent now with what Avery said, which I think she was right. There's parts of it that could be done at the constituency level, but when you're talking about working groups and so forth, that doesn't work there. So I don't think that last part of the note really works because that goes against what Avery just said. And then real quickly, I think it's going to be hard for us to talk about GNSO capacity, but as far as alignment with strategic objectives, or direction, I think that's an easy yes because of the, when you consider the strategic objectives, they really are to get more involvement. And then I think also we can answer a yes to dependence and impact on other groups because it'll be dependent on certainly constituencies, stakeholder groups, working groups, et cetera. So those two, I think, maybe easy answers. And I'll stop there.
No, great. Thanks. Excellent input. Thank you, Chuck. Okay, let's move on to recommendation number two, which reads that the GNSO develop and fund more targeted programs to recruit volunteers and broaden participation in PDP working groups, given the vital role volunteers play in working groups and policy development. So I'm going to take from this recommendation, since it's saying the GNSO, that they do mean the GNSO as a whole, to develop and fund more targeted programs. As we start to look at this, what are initial thoughts with regard to how easy this is to implement, the costs, the impact on and any other work that's being done in the GNSO? No comments. So obviously, I think from a funding standpoint, there's obviously going to be some costs. So maybe is that a medium cost? There's some costs involved in outreach. Is this easy to implement? Medium, hard? Comments? I guess we
could
check medium.
Chuck, I don't think it's easy.
I don't think it's easy either. I don't think it's hard, but maybe medium's the right. We're talking about outreach. So funding it, putting some money into it to some sort of outreach program.
Did that document ever get sent around?
I think they put it up in the chat.
Oh, it's just in the chat.
It was in the chat, if you scroll back up in there.
Okay, thanks.
So as we're looking at then, so we've got it's medium in terms of work to do so, medium in terms of cost? Is it in alignment with the strategic direction? I mean, certainly outreach seems like that would be in alignment with the strategic direction, unless anybody thinks otherwise. Does anybody feel like this work is being done somewhere else within the GNSO right now?
Well, you've got your, training that goes on. I forget what it's called. Aubrey's involved in that, too.
Leadership?
The ALAC kind of started. I don't know if that really relates to this or not.
Chuck, you're talking about the leadership training program.
Yes.
So does this have an impact on other work that's being done? No?
I think if there's a limited budget for the GNSO, I think it will.
So in terms of this recommendation, do you feel like we need more information? Do you feel like it's in principle it's a good idea, but it depends on how the cost is going to be allocated in comparison to other needs? It seems like that might be the issue. If there's budget needed, how does that compare? Rudy saying yes? So maybe in the additional notes list that depending upon how this impacts other funding.
Jeff, I'm just trying to think of the practicality of this. Like, I'm trying to think of going through the process and forming a PDP or starting a PDP on a particular topic. Let's say it's, I don't know, revising the UDRP or something like that. A targeted funded program to get additional volunteers.
Well, I don't think it's for a specific PDP. Maybe I'm reading this wrong, but my take on this is that it's just a general outreach to try to get people to volunteer for working groups in general. So it would be an outreach program, whether it's webinars or otherwise to – and I'm sorry, Rudy, I just saw your hand go up. So I think it's more of a general outreach. If there was some sort of a program that was maybe trying to market or communicate with more people to participate generally versus to something specific. But maybe I'm misinterpreting that. Rudy, please go ahead.
Thank you, Jen, Rudy, for the transcript. Well, I think that more and more what we see is that we need more and more expertise in the working groups, as the PDPs are really complex material, and it is always good to have new blood in the PDP working groups. I have participated in a few recently, and if it's really specific, you need expertise, and it's just 4 or 5 people in a working group. I think that is not representative for the whole stuff in itself, so I think this is quite an important issue. If ICANN is not willing to put the appropriate budget to allow such programs to be successful, if it's used in a way of using the same budget as we always use, I think it will not have any effect. I'm afraid it will not have effect.
Thanks, Rudy. Stephanie, please go ahead.
Thanks, Stephanie Perrin, for the record. I don't want to sound like I have no trust in the system. I'll put that caveat out there. But I think it's a bit delicate doing recruitment programs for specific exercises. Could be open to criticism from different groups. So we know we have a massive PDP coming up on who is. All things who is. We call it who sees. I agree that it would be, we absolutely need lots of people to work on that PDP, but if the communications is not extremely neutral, then there is going to, it's going to be looking like we were stacking the deck. If all of a sudden we get, I hate to pick on them, but say 50 IPC lawyers there on the working group, there'd be an allegation that ICANN is not doing a good job on this outreach thing. So I wonder if it might be more useful to talk about broad-based communications rather than recruitment. Does that make any sense, or do I just sound paranoid?
No, I think you're right to say that maybe to refine this, that as opposed to calling it recruitment per se, that it's outreach for participation. I think that's a good clarification. Stephanie, did you still have your hand up to speak? Okay. So it seems like there's general support of the idea of outreach get more people involved in the GNSO, but the funding piece of it would depend upon how it impacts other budgets and a prioritization of that. Is that a fair characterization of the thoughts on this recommendation? Chuck?
My comments are going to be more general than with regard to number two. First of all, and I think if we just add another column, we're going to get too busy here, but one of the things we don't have on here is priority, which I thought, you know, which ones of these things do we think are the most urgent to get done? And I think that's a really good question for us to consider on these. Now, on my more general comment, it's about our methodology in terms of going through this. We haven't made it through two, and we're already a third way through the call. And that's not surprising, and there are only nine of us on the call. There are lots of people that aren't on the call. So, I mean, is it feasible to put some of these items, I don't know if all of them fit to a survey-type approach, a quick, easy survey that all of us in the working party could complete within a limited amount of time, and then assuming that the tool would allow for easy compilation, that would give us a broader perspective of what people think when we go through these, rather than depending on each person to speak up, and then, of course, a few of us monopolizing. I'm guilty there myself, so I'm talking about myself. So I don't know. And Larissa has her hand up. Maybe she wants to respond to that.
No, I see that, and I agree. I was thinking the same thing. I was just looking at my clock and thinking we're only on number three. There's no possible way we're going to get through 35 in the next hour, and the likelihood of us getting another call before Dublin is pretty remote. So, Larissa, I'll defer to you if you wanted to comment on that point, and then we can come back to that because I think it's an excellent point.
This is Larissa. Thank you, Jen and Chuck. Staff would certainly be able to turn this into a simple survey that could be tabulated. And originally, the idea of proposing a format of this nature was just to inspire some views as to how to go through this process so that the outcome of this could be a prioritization. So, Chuck, to your point, absolutely would be useful to have that as an outcome of this exercise, and we would be happy to add a prioritization column. But certainly, as we formulated this and thought through this, it was not clear what basis one would use to prioritize unless you went through some means of classifying each recommendation. But bottom line, happy to work with Chuck and Jen and anybody else that would be interested to formulate a survey to send out to the group. Thank you.
Thanks, Larissa. And on that note, I note that, you know, we don't exactly have representation on this call, you know, which is always a concern if we go through this and then later we come back and have, you know, people who don't feel like they were represented in or participated in the call. So that's certainly something we could look at as potentially translating this into a survey that goes out to the working party, give everyone an opportunity to respond to it, and then hopefully come to the Dublin meeting with that feedback, and we could go in and then prioritize these into which ones we think there's the most consensus for. Chuck, did you need to add something to that, please? Go ahead.
Yes, two things in response to Larissa. First of all, any survey we do, especially considering our criticism of Westlake and the methodology and so forth, this is just a brainstorming exercise so that we have a point of discussion for the group. This is not a scientific study, and people need to understand that. But secondly, with regard to priority, Larissa, I agree with you. We need a basis for establishing priority. And so I think that the prioritization is twofold. Number one, there's just a first gut feeling of, you know, I think this is really important for us to prioritize. But once we compile more of the data, we'll be able to refine priorities. But I think it is helpful if we can, in the next couple weeks, identify some of the recommendations that are that we can agree on are especially important to put at the top of the list. And we could start there. We can always change those. But I do like the idea of adding a first reaction priority feeling on there. Thanks.
Thanks, Chuck. Larissa, did you want to respond to that?
Yes, thanks, Jen. So, Chuck, as a follow-up question, do you think it would be useful to have a priority question that asks people to rank this recommendation, you know, in terms of low priority, high priority, or low, medium, and high? What do you think would be
I think a low, medium, high would be fine. You don't want, again, we got to keep it fairly simple. But, for example, if we identified six recommendations out of all of these that most of us thought was a high priority, that's a good clue to us, you know. And if there are mixed feelings in terms of priority, that will be our point of discussion as we move forward. But, yeah, I think low, medium, high is good enough for me.
Thank you for that feedback.
Thanks, Chuck. And I think that makes sense. I mean, I think that's really what our goal here is, the working party. And agree to your point, Chuck, this is not intended to be scientific, what we're doing here. This is intended to be, we're trying to look at the information that we have in the recommendations and decide if we as a community think, you know, these can be implemented and that if they're good or bad recommendations. Is there a consensus for those on the call? Would you prefer to defer to a survey to go through this? Do you think it's worthwhile to talk through the recommendations? You know, I want to be respectful of everyone's time. I know you've made time for a number of calls here in the last couple of weeks, and you all have a lot going on. If we think that's a better approach, now that we've gone through a couple of these and we see what's involved, we could certainly defer to a survey and then come together in Dublin and get the results of those surveys and talk them through. Chuck?
Yeah, just to follow up what you just said, and I think that's what you meant in your last statement there, and that is that this doesn't mean we won't talk about them, but this would give us, I think we could talk about them more readily and more quickly if we had the compilation of the results from the survey. I think we still need to talk about them one by one like we're doing, but I think it'll be easier and more efficient if we have some survey results first.
So I agree, and I, you know, I'm also, again, mindful, as I said, that then we could hopefully have participation from the full GNSO community, which is not necessarily on this call. And I want to make sure that if we come back to the OEC as the working party and say, here are the top 10 recommendations or whatever it might be that we think are, you know, recommendations there's full support for and we think they could be implemented, that's really coming from the community and not just those of us who could make this call today. Chuck?
So I want to question something you just said, Jen. Are you suggesting that we do the survey for the whole community? I hope not, because I
No, I mean to the working party. But the working party is supposed to be representative. There were people assigned from each group in the community, each of the constituencies and stakeholder groups had, you know, a number of people. Yeah, no, absolutely. That's exactly right. I didn't mean to send it out to the entire community. We certainly have the public comments to each of the recommendations, so and certainly we can look at those public comments to know what did people say and how did they respond to the recommendations. But no, I to clarify, I did mean out to the working party, which is representative of the community. So is that the consensus? Because if that's the case, we don't need to, you know, continue on right now. We can get that survey out and we can plan to then do exactly this, go through one by one, but with some data points of which ones were deemed to be more priority than others.
Jen,
Maurice is asking. Yeah, go ahead, Chuck.
Chuck, so considering we have the time and people committed it, and I'm not saying we have to use it all, but also recognizing that we probably are going to have to work on a statement for Recommendation 23, should we take 10 or 15 minutes and just talk about some principles of that statement that we think maybe the broader group might consider, or do we just defer that?
So I'm open to seeing how you all respond. I mean, I think where we left off, I had presented that issue to the GNSO Council. There were responses that everyone, or I shouldn't say everyone, there were some who said they would like to have more time to go back to their respective groups. So I don't know if there's a lot more that we can do until we get that feedback, and I'm noting that the groups who were asking for more time are not on this call right now. So, you know, I don't know. Does anyone else want to spend more time talking about the response, or is it premature until we get that additional information? Chuck?
So let me just throw something out and get a reaction from those that are on the call. In looking at the on-list discussion, obviously we didn't agree on everything. There were some that thought the recommendation was okay. There were some that didn't think it was okay at all. I think we all probably agree that, you know, it needs to be looked at in light of the GNSO structure and everything, regardless of what your feeling is. So what I want to throw out to people, my thought is that it doesn't matter whether you like the recommendation or not. I think we can make a statement that, and I think much of the statements out there right now can be characterized in this way. I think we can make a statement that isn't dependent on whether you think the recommendation's right or wrong. And if we approach it that way, I think we have greater chances of getting a consensus from the working party on a statement. And so I throw that out. Am I off base? Am I on base? I'm just curious what people think.
Chuck, do you mean because it was thrown at us without feedback from the working party, that on that basis, or do you mean, or are you going beyond
that
point?
No. Let me try and explain it better. We had the draft statement out there, and there were a couple constituencies who kind of didn't seem like they wanted to support it because they liked the recommendation. And what I'm saying is I think the statement can be drafted, so it doesn't matter whether you support the recommendation or not. There are things that we can say from a GNSO perspective that are problematic about the recommendation. So I think we can put our differences aside in terms of whether we like the recommendation or not and still come up with a statement that hopefully all of us can support. And I don't know if I'm naive on that or not, but that's what I'm throwing out just for reaction.
Okay, thanks, Chuck. Any reaction from those on the call? Seeing none. And Chuck, I feel like this is a little bit of our problem. Is we have 9 people on the call, and there's a lot more represented. So maybe it's better to take this up on list where we can elicit a response, and hopefully everyone is coming back to us on that. And I'll just note as well that, as I mentioned at the outset, the OEC is deferring on this, so I don't feel like we're under some sort of time pressure as though we have to get something out at a certain point in time. They're deferring on it, and their general discussion was to reject it. But certainly for those who think that it should not be rejected, you know, we want to hear from them so we can get that input. So just looking at our agenda, since we've determined we're going to defer our discussion of each of the recommendations until after this survey is out, and I know Larissa had a couple questions in the chat, so I want to come back to that. But I want to point out to you, Ray pointed out to us in the OEC call that we do have the opportunity to evaluate Westlake, and I know there are a lot of concerns about methodology. I know I have concerns that some of these changes were made without going through the working party, you know, somewhat at the last minute. I'm sure a lot of you have some issues, positive, negative, that you want to raise with regard to Westlake. So, Larissa, can you just clarify what the process will be for us to provide that evaluation?
Sure. This is Larissa. Thanks, Jen. The process was, and by the way, this is a new step in the process, and I think a very good one. We talked about it quite a long time ago. My thought would be that there were certain criteria that were used in the selection process of the independent examiner, and it might be useful to revisit those criteria and evaluate Westlake based on those criteria, and perhaps provide some additional commentary on your assessment. That also could be done as a survey, or you know, some tool of that nature to help people provide their views and then compile it. So those would be my initial thoughts on how to do it, and this certainly could be worked on and put together and circulated anytime and give people some time to think through it.
Is there any time frame in which we're supposed to complete that? Is there a deadline that we have?
No, Jen, no deadline. This is just one of those process improvements and lessons learned to close the loop and have the opportunity of having this information on record and on file as other reviews are conducted and other selection processes are launched. So it's really future and forward thinking and looking.
Okay, thank you. That's helpful. So it seems like to do some sort of an evaluation like that, some kind of a survey that people could complete on their own would make the most sense. Does anybody else have comments on how we would go about completing that evaluation? All right, seeing no other comments or objections to that approach, I think, Larissa, we could go forward with putting together some type of survey, as you have suggested, and you can let us know what is a reasonable time to try to get that out, since we don't have a time constraint. So the last point, and I know, Larissa, actually, why don't we go ahead and address it. Did you have some other questions on how we put out the recommendations survey?
My question was to the group to get some sense of how much time we should provide for people to respond to the survey.
Oh, you mean like should it be open for two or three? You know, my opinion would be that even though it is a relatively short period of time that we put it out quickly and ask for it to be completed before we get to our Dublin meeting so that we can use our time, particularly while we're, you know, most of us are in person, to do this sort of heavy lifting work. So that would be, I think we're at almost 2 weeks. Any objection to trying to get it done before we meet in person? Not seeing any objections. Chuck says yes, that's okay, no objection. Okay, Larissa, so why don't we plan on getting that work completed before we all meet in person in Dublin?
And this is Chuck again. Again, the survey needs to be really quick answer. So people don't have to spend hours to complete it.
No, I think it would be what they put up. I mean, right? I mean, isn't that what we're thinking? Is it would be what we were just looking at, that framework.
Yeah, just checking
the boxes, right, and then making notes
if they don't have, and they should be allowed not to check a box if they don't have a response.
Right, so maybe we have an NA column on each one of these, and then if you want to make additional notes, you can make additional notes. But I think that will make it much easier.
Don't make it NA, because that wouldn't necessarily be the case. It just may be, I don't have an opinion. You know,
no opinion? Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe a no opinion box on each of them. And it may also be helpful when we circulate this to also recirculate the public comments that were very nicely organized by recommendation, so that if you are not sure, you could look at the public comments that were made on each recommendation as additional background. Larissa, did you want to comment again?
Yes, I also was going to suggest that it might be useful to circulate information that was assembled by staff and several of you, certainly Chuck for sure, on the draft set of recommendations. We actually created wiki pages to capture work underway, Jen, as something that you had required. So there's some what might be useful information contained in a different place. So if you're not opposed to this, we could certainly come up with a way to provide some additional useful links and information for those that would like to take the time to look at both public comments as well as initial reactions from several people to the draft recommendations.
That, of course, would be extremely helpful. And I think what's been good is that being organized by recommendation, then you could go through and see other comments, the public comments, and then come up with your own opinion and go through this exercise of checking the boxes and making any notes. And that should be good to allow us to see, you know, where do we as a working party come out with these recommendations and then, again, go through them one by one when we meet in Dublin. And on the note of meeting in Dublin, in the chat, Charlotte circulated the doodle poll. We are trying to get a sense of everybody's schedule. You know, I noted a few people saying your schedules are still not solid. I completely understand. I think we're trying to get an early morning meeting that may hopefully work for the most number of people. So certainly if you can respond to that doodle poll and help us look at that, we want to try to get as much participation as we can while we can come together face-to-face. Larissa, I see your hands up. Please go ahead.
Oh, that was an old hand, but since I have the floor for a moment, I just wanted to remind everybody in terms of a timeline. The Organizational Effectiveness Committee will not be considering feasibility of these recommendations in Dublin to allow more time for all these processes. So just keep that in mind that we want to make sure that there's sufficient time to go through this work thoughtfully and recognizing how many other priorities are in front of you all.
Thank you. And yes, that's a great point. Just to reinforce that, I think we felt under some time pressure as though they were going to be making decisions and we needed to get this out as fast as possible. And they very clearly, you know, to Rudy's point about this being a, you know, bottom-up process, very clearly the OEC is looking for, you know, response from the working party. I think they're going to give us time to be able to provide those meaningful responses. So, you know, I think we're going to shoot high in terms of what we're able to accomplish in person in Dublin. But if we need additional time, I think we can certainly plan on scheduling follow-up calls to take our time and go through these and do meaningful work. So I think, Larissa, I don't think that's a new hand, unless is that correct? Okay, perfect. So I think that gets us through our agenda. We're coming up to the top of the hour, so I think this was actually a really good use of our time today to update everyone on where we are, and I appreciate your patience and diligence as we started through this process, and I think we all quickly realized we weren't going to get through all 35 of these, but at least we were able to talk through how this chart will work and hopefully be prepared to go in and answer those questions on our own. When it comes out, I will certainly encourage those parties, particularly those who have not been very active, to ensure that we get participation from their constituencies or stakeholders so that we have good and valuable inputs as we move into Dublin. So any other comments, questions at this point in time? Okay, seeing none. I see Stephanie's typing, but hopefully there's do you have something new, Stephanie? Nope, just a thank you. Okay, well, thanks to everybody for your time and continued commitment to this process. It's very important, and I certainly appreciate your time. So we will look forward to seeing you all in Dublin. Thanks, everyone. Bye. We can
Bye.
End the call now.
Thank Bye. You. Safe travels, everybody.
Thank you very much, Jewel. You may now stop the recording. This call is adjourned. Thank you for your support today.